Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone.
Yo, welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black, and guess what? I'm the only motherfucker here today. It's crazy because last week we had three motherfuckers live, now we just got the one. So I'm gonna get down to it. It's gonna be a short ass episode because, you know, I don't got a banner off of two other motherfuckers. No, sir. I miss y'all. See y'all next week. Hope everything is going great. Anywho, there's a lot of shit to talk about, and I'm not covering all of it. Man, let's see. Red Sox had a no fucking hitter. Oh, excuse me. They were the victims of a no hitter. Let me clarify that. On Saturday or the Friday or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they got shut out. There was a no hitter against the A's. It was pretty crazy. I mean, I was at work, so I didn't see this shit, but that happened. The Red Sox still have the best record. Still have the best record in the MLB, which is pretty crazy. I mean, it's still April, so fuck all that noise. But that's as far as I give a fuck about. Oh, I lied. There's one other thing that happened with the MLB shit. You know what? I probably shouldn't talk about it over this music, but fuck it. Homeboy, goodness gracious, was having a baseball game because, you know, that's what professional baseball players do. He's on the Chicago White Sox. If you don't know who I'm talking about, his name is Danny Farquhar. He actually had a brain aneurysm in the dugout, got rushed to the hospital, and was like fighting for his life. I think that shit's pretty crazy. My condolences go out to him and his family because that's fucked up. He's my age, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't even imagine having a fucking brain aneurysm. Whew, Jesus Christ. But everything, thoughts and prayers, because, you know, that's what everyone does when tragic things happen to you and your family. Mr. Danny Farquhar, everybody that's involved in that, everyone that's affected with it, just you know, just hang in there. Shit's tragic. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. Luckily, it happened while he was at the game. As a few people were saying, because it's like, yeah, imagine that happened in the hotel room. You know, there would have been no one there to save him. So he's currently fighting for his life. And I don't say that lightly. I'm just by myself right now. So lonely. And smoking some fucking weed. I'm about to have a beer. Yeah. Once again, even though Jay Snog is not here, this motherfucking podcast is brought to you by Moon Liquors and some other shit. I got some more Mama's Yellow pills going down my throat hole. It's going to be nice. Got some motherfucking, some kind of weed I'm smoking on. I don't even fucking remember what the fuck this shit is. I just smoke weed, bro. Oh, my Jeezle. Yeah, that Jeezle. That's that shit. Anyway, that was quite the transition because, you know, your boys don't give a fuck about transitions and shit like that. So, gonna kick it off really hard, actually, with some Netflix. So your boy independently has been watching a shit ton of Netflix docuseries, I guess you could call them. Last Chance You, which we'll finish talking up with once Jason Ong gets back on air. I've got Coach Snoop that I just haven't finished yet for some reason or another. Watched Fastest Car, which is crazy, about fast cars, believe it or not. Bare Knuckle Fight Club, which is about literally bare knuckle fighting in England. It's fucking dope. There's a lot of cool documents, Jesus Christ, docuseries on Netflix. But again, honestly, my favorite one so far was Fastest Car right now. I mean, I love Last Chance U because I used to play football and that shit's dope, but something about Fastest Car, man. It's just like every time a chick shows up to the track, just the sexist men are floored. And it's like, oh, man, it's a chick. And I was like, these dudes are assholes. But as the shit's unfolding in real time, they show the car and I'm like, oh shit, it's a chick. So I'm part of that fucking crew. I'm a fucking piece of shit. Check it out though. Watch that Netflix Fastest Car. If you like cars, if you like things going fast, if you love human stories, just watch it. It's good. I've talked about it a lot. A lot. Speaking of Fastest Car, since Game ain't here, I'm just going to touch on NASCAR real quick, mostly just the standings because, you know, I didn't watch any of the races today or whatever day. But Kyle Busch wins Redmond. That was 10 hours ago, so that happened today. Top five, Kyle Busch, something Elliott. I'm going to say Chris. We got Danny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Kevin Harvick. I know all those guys except for C. Elliott. Rounding out the top 10, we have Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Larson, Ben Keselowski, I think. I don't know who C. Boyer is. And D. Suarez. With a name like that, motherfucker, you better win. That's our NASCAR news, because, nigga, I don't give a fuck about NASCAR like that. Anyway, we got a lot of playoffs going down. NHL playoffs. I went to work the other day. Everybody was like, oh, shit, the Avalanche, man, the Avalanche. And I was like, what did they do? Did they win the series? They're like, no, they won a game. The series is tied 3-2. And I was like, oh, right. I got to remember where I'm at. I wish Julian was here so I could talk so much shit to him. Actually, motherfucker, while you listening, fuck your Avalanche. Just kidding. I don't give a fuck about hockey. I know the Bruins lost the other night, yesterday, I believe it was, as of this recording. They lost 4-3. The series is tied. Excuse me. Boston leads the series 3-2, which is pretty dope. Get that W, fucking Boston. Oh, shit. Ah, fuck the Avalanche. They got shut out today.
Oh,
you know, because I scrolled down on my computer monitor real quick. Because, you know, I don't fucking take notes on hockey. But yeah, the Predators, 4-2, Avalanche, that's the finals for the series. They actually beat them 5-0. Pittsburgh is going forward with 4-2 at the moment, so they'll be playing, I don't know, Skame? Who are they playing? The Tampa Bay Lightning win 4-1 to that series. The Blue Jackets and the Capitals, Washington leads 3-2 right now. They may get out of the first round, ladies and gentlemen. They may get out of the first round. But if they don't, doesn't make me no difference because why the fuck do I care? God damn, that's some good ass beer. Keeping it with the playoffs, swing over to the NBIzzle because that's the NBA. Now, once again, this is a bunch of shit that I really don't give a fuck about, you know? But I'll talk about it enough so that you can be in the know. If someone wants to talk to you about it, like, yeah, they won. Such and such and such and such. Blah, blah, blah. And then just keep it moving, you know? If you want to get in the stats, go to ESPN. This is the Minority Sports Report, where we do things the way we want to fucking do them. And by the way, speaking of fucking, fuck Donald Trump, fuck Mike Pence, fuck that whole administration, and really, just fuck the government. Gain my composure. So, back to the NBA playoffs. The Celtics lost by 2 fucking points today. 104-102. The series is now tied 2-2. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I feel great about it, honestly, because this is not the squad that was supposed to take us into the fucking playoffs, but they're taking us to the playoffs and they're doing it well. I'm not really worried. I'm not. It's not a good look, but I'm not worried. Not worried at all. Timberwolves beat the Rockets, even though the Rockets are up in that series, 2-1. Timberwolves 121, Rockets 105. What a game. Ad-libbing, because, you know, I didn't watch that shit. We got the Utah Jazz leading the Oklahoma Thunder 2-1 in that series. They won 115-102. I don't know where their next game is. It's the NBA, probably in like 5 days. We got the Golden State Warriors, which led the Spurs. The Warriors were looking to close out their game today, but in traditional Warriors fashion, they lost. The series is now 3-1. I mean, not that they lose championships, you know what I'm saying? They don't always get the sweeps that we expect them to get, is what I'm getting at. They lead that series 3-1. Spurs turned it on tonight, 103-90, that total score. It's pretty crazy because the Spurs were the few minutes that I watched of the Warriors Spurs games, man, the Spurs were just being outplayed on every level, but I guess not tonight. We got another tied series with the Raptors and Wizards. The Wizards won tonight, 106-98. Wizards and Raptors. And then we also have the Cavaliers and Pacers, which are now tied as well. Cavs beat out the Pacers tonight, 104-100. Pretty good shit there, guys. Pretty good shit. Now, who's going to win the fucking NBA title? I'm going to go out on a limb and say fucking Golden State, because I don't know anything about basketball, and that's the problem. That's the problem. God. I'm done with the NBA. This is a rapid podcast. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, because really, I contribute about 10, 15 minutes worth of shit. Julian contributes about 10, 15 minutes worth of shit. Skame contributes about 10, 15 minutes worth of shit. That's about 45 minutes worth of shit. Add some music. Give or take a little ranting. You got an hour podcast. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting what I normally give you. It's just really rapid and condensed because my niggas ain't here with me today. I'm just so sorry. Get it together, man. Get it together, brother. All right, man. Really, though. Your boy loves the shit out of some motherfucking Overwatch League. Oh, shit. Yes, I do. Now, Julian's Shanghai Dragons, J Snog, his Shanghai Dragons are still winless. From what I understand, they were so close to getting their first fucking victory this past week, but just didn't happen for them. Just didn't happen. You know, and I'm like, you know what? If Jay Snog, you stay rocking with them, I will respect you despite what everyone tells me about you. No, sir. But seriously, they need a fucking win. They have been playing a lot better in the OWL, the Overdutch League, over Harry Potter crap, the Owls. But anyway, yeah, Overwatch League, man. They have not won a single game. They got a new roster. There's been a lot of swapping around. They're doing much better, but they are still winless. Still winless, which is fucking crazy. I'm pulling up the fucking the thing right now. They are right now 0-6, which is nuts. For the stage. Now, you ready for the league standings? Are you ready for this one? 0-26 fucking losses in a row. That's awful. Florida, who we talk about often, now has 5 wins total. That is insane. Dallas Fuel with 6 wins total. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, these are some low tier teams, man. This shit is crazy. But still, how can you not squeak out a win between, you know, 10, 11, and 12? Like, how do you not get a W? That shit is fucking baffling to me. I'm not a pro player, but fuck, me and my niggas, we win. Me and my niggas, we win. Fuck. Yeah, I'm just blown away. Keeping it up with the Overwatch shit, man. Motherfucking Boston Uprising. The motherfucking Boston Uprising are kicking ass. They have won 10 games in a row. They are the second team in the Overwatch League to beat every single team. And I believe they are the first team to... I can't remember what that stat was because I got a lot of shit going on in my brain. But point is, another Boston team is kicking fucking ass. This stage, for stage 3, Boston is undefeated. They are 6-0 for the league standings. Remember, they used to be like lowly, like 7-8 for the whole league shit. These motherfuckers are now 18-8. Sitting at the number 2 spot, right behind the New York Excelsior, Mr. Prill, if you're listening. with 23-3. 23 wins, 3 losses. Second place Boston, 18 wins, 8 losses. Spitfire of London and Seoul Dynasty of Korea are 17-9, sitting at 3-4. This shit is dope. I don't give a fuck. And I knew this shit was going to happen because they're always in the middle of the pack, always playing good games. You know, and it's just like, it finally happened, man. They're sitting in number 2. They're probably going to get into the playoffs this stage, which means more bragging rights for your boy on the interwebs. I cannot wait. Because right now, they're sitting in the number 1 spot. Because this stage, they're 6-0. The Los Angeles Valiant are 5-1, as well as the New York Excelsior. And then we have the San Francisco Shock at 4-2, rounding out the top 4 for the playoff spot. And then we have 3-3. We have 4 3-3 teams: Los Angeles Gladiators, Seoul Dynasty, Philadelphia Fusion, and the Houston Outlaws. The London Spitfire. You already heard me say Seoul Dynasty, but really the London Spitfire, because, you know, Boston versus London. 2-4 this round. Crazy. Dallas Fuel and Florida Mayhem 1-5. And duh, the Shanghai Dragons 0-6, which is fucking bananas. But it's been an exciting week. It's been an exciting stage. It's been 420 week. And if you listen to this, you know I work at a dispensary. So this shit has been crazy. It's been really hard for me to pay attention to a lot of shit because this is our Black Friday in the weed industry. But it's worse than Black Friday because you get international tourism. And then with international tourism comes a lot of questions. And a lot of those questions are fucking dumb. Like, this one asshole was like, yo, give me like a pound of this shit. And I was like, it don't work like that, fam. What you mean it don't work? I need some weed. And I was like, you can get an ounce and then I can't sell you anything else, dumbass motherfucker. He's like, oh, all right, then let me just get some shrooms. And I fucking cocked my head just like you imagine me doing right now. And I said, nigga, literally, this is what I said. Nigga, we sell weed. Where the fuck you getting shrooms from? And he says, I don't know. This is Colorado. I thought y'all just did everything. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of my face. But anyway, 420 weekend's over. I'm about to get back in the swing of things for real. So now that my attention and focus can be distributed amongst other things, I'm going to get back into consistently watching Overwatch League. I always try to watch the Boston games, but I need to start watching all the teams because that's how you know your motherfucking competition, and that's how you can steal strategies and implement them when you're playing video games. And guys, it fucking works. It fucking works. Oh, it's so nice. Alrighty. Last but not least, your boy. Is going to present to you the big dummy of the week. Because I don't have anyone to vote against me right now. I don't have anyone else nominating anyone. So this motherfucker is my big dummy of the week. Amon Green, ex-NFL running back, pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in a child abuse case from June 2017 in which this grown-ass man allegedly punched his 15-year-old daughter in the face.
You big dummy.
In the fucking face. He used to play for the Green Bay Packers, just if that's the team, if you want to know what team he used to play for. But he was charged with felony child abuse and disorderly conduct back then. But yeah, he said he pushed her, said he didn't hit her. Point is, why are you fucking throwing fists at your fucking daughter? I don't give a fuck how old she is. I don't give a fuck what she's doing. What are you doing, you fucking dummy? That is crazy. That is fucking crazy to me.
You big cold-blooded dummy.
Man, I just can't. So, yeah. Fucking follow Skame on the internet at Skame44 on Twitter and at Nemesis_Supreme44. Jesus Christ, I hate saying that. On Instagrams, follow Julian on the internet at Twitter, on Twitter at Julian C. Mitchell. On Instagram, he be Jimmy Blinks X. Follow me on the internet. I be at the Beatnik on Twitter and on Instagrams. I appreciate you guys joining me for this rapid session of TMSR. It's fucking fun. I'm fucked up. Peace.
Time won't ease my memory. It's killing me now. And Lord, I need him here just to feel him near and hear him breathing still. The night goes on and on, another lonely song I'm singing. Lord, don't think bad of me, don't get mad at me, you know I'm weak, and it couldn't cause shouldn't give a damn. That's the way I am now. And Lord, guess I'll stay this way. I can't play this way just because I'm lonely still. The night goes on and on, another lonely song I'm singing. Lord, don't look down on me, don't frown on me, let's just keep talking.